couple of halachot from Rav Ben Ishchai regarding Leila Seder. Yesh b'nei Adam misaderim hamatzah ushar minim asher ima ala shulchan atzmo bilti ke'ara v'ta'utu b'yadam ela tzarich ke'ara mamash. There are some people that just set up the seder a pesach on the table itself. They put the zeroa on, the matzah, the maror, and the karpas. They just put it on the table. It's a mistake. The ke'ara is one of the holy vessels of Leila Seder, and it represents malchut according to the Kabbalah. And therefore, the plate, the seder plate, as they call it. Therefore, one should be careful to have a ke'ara with all the different minim that are on it. Minhag hasidim v'anshe ma'aseh l'nashek shete kezeto tamatza v'chen shel ha'afikoman kodem achila mishum chibub mitzvah u'chmo shekatav ashela zal ala sisit mihu בחזיתות של המוציא שברך עליהם המוציא ואכילת מצא ינשקם אחר שיתעם ויוכל מה שהכניס בפיו תחילה ושריק למה לסמוך תעימתו לברכה. חסידים ואנשי מעשה עבדי מנהג that they kiss the מצא, which means when they make the beracha of hamosi and alachilat matzah, they eat a little first because they don't want to make a hefsek. And after they already start to eat a little, the matzah is going to be yotzeh on the night of the seder with the mitzvah. Mishum kabum mitzvah, just like we kiss the sisiyot, mishum kabum mitzvah, they kiss the matzah. The mikubalim write that the matzah is considered the bread of emunah, which means it is able to infuse in a person tremendous amount of emunah nekadosh baruch hu, and also it's called nehama de'asvata, which is the bread of healing, which is also able to bring refuah, not only refuah to nefesh, but refuah to guf as well, to the body. And therefore we must enjoy the matzah and make it endearing to us, and that's a good minhag as well. Halakha then says, כשיגיע לפסקה של ובאותו זה המתה, יוחז הקוס בידו ויקרא פסקה זו כולה, ואחריה של ובמופתים זה הדם, וכשיומר דם ואש ותמרות עשן, יעשה שלוש שפיכות מן הקוס לתוך הכלי שמונח לפניו, וישאר הקוס בידו עד שיגיע לפסקה של אלו עשר מכות שיראה כזו רכוע המסליים, ויעשה עשר שפיכות מן הקוס אותו ככלי הנזכר, הרי י' ג' שפיכות, וישאר הקוס בידו עד שיאמר ביהודה ירותם במסמנים דסך עדש באחיו, ויעשה בזה שלוש שפיכות, ושפיכה אחרונה של באחיו תהיה גדולה יותר משאר שפיכות, וזהרי נעשו תז שפיכות כנגד תז פרקים שיש בחמש אצבעות היד והכף והזרוע. So the Ben Ishchai gives us a very important minhag that when we say dam ואש ותברות עשן in the Haggadah, somebody is holding a basin and the Baal HaBayit pours three drops, dam ואש ותברות עשן. The custom is not to look at that basin or as the wine is being poured in. They turn their heads, and some say in between each makot, Rahman Silan, Hashem should save us from these makot. And then when he says the 10 makot, one for each makah he drops in. And then when he says Dasach Adash Be'achav, he also pours another three drops, one for each one. Be'achav, he says, should be a little more, which is the last one, you pour a little more wine than you did for the other ones. Altogether 16 pourings connected the 14 joints that a person has on his hand, plus the zeroa, plus the arm, and the palm itself comes to 16. Obviously, there has to be some type of meaning to that as well. וזה הכלי ששופכים לתוכו היין מן הכוס שיש שבור מעט. The keli that you use to pour the wine into it with the receiving keli should not be a hashuv keli, it should be broken. You use a keli that's already broken, and according to the Ben Ishchai, if it's not broken, yishberenu me'erev yom tov. You should chip it, do something to it me'erev yom tov, yazmino lekach. This is the designated keli. Kmo shkutu besidur shel Rabbeinu Zalman. Gam kos ze shemerik ben vayam shkut ahem lo yedihenu v'yishtefenu v'yachasenu v'bayit v'machutz kudem shesim ayam v'tocho v'avur ela shefichot. You don't clean that cup either before you pour the shefichot. Normally we make shetifah v'adacha. When it comes to this keli over here, even if it's dirty, whatever it is, you just take it and you fill it up with the wine and you pour it.